It is tax day, but of course, we don't just pay taxes once a year, right? There's sales tax. There's also the sandwich tax. That's a tax people in some states like California, Massachusetts, and New York pay for prepared foods. And one company found a tax loophole for a New York delicacy. NPR's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
Here in New York, a lot of things are legally considered sandwiches. And if you buy them, you have to pay a sandwich tax. A wrap? Technically a sandwich. A hot dog? That's a sandwich. A burrito? Somehow also a sandwich. A bagel? If you slice it and throw some cream cheese on it, it's a sandwich.
Sandwich tax, 8.875%.
Ryan Klepper is the director of restaurant operations for H&H Bagels. I met him at an H&H inside of New York's bustling Penn Station. He says that 8.875% adds up.
I believe on a bagel with cream cheese is $4.10. And I'm not a mathematician, but I believe the tax is 36 cents.
Grand total, $4.46. All because of a Depression-era measure meant to keep taxes off of groceries, but charge extra for restaurant food. Now, if you order just a bagel at H&H, not sliced, no cream cheese, you do not pay the sandwich tax. And this got H&H thinking, is there a way to give people a bagel with cream cheese that does not involve that bagel getting sliced open?
We filled the bagel with cream cheese. It could be not subject to the tax.
Like injected it in.
Injected it in. It's a lot similar to how they would fill a Boston cream or a jelly donut.
Behold the tax-free bagel. Brought to you by H&H Bagels and Philadelphia Cream Cheese. No slicing, no smearing. No sandwich tax. Total cost, $1.90.
Did you get a tax-free bagel?
I got a tax-free bagel.
What inspired you to get it?
I like the rebellion. Okay, I like the rebellion.
Jonathan Gould had just gotten off the train from New Jersey.
Would you mind giving it a try and tell me what you think?
Sure. It's good. I mean, it's good for what the purpose of it is.
So what out of 10 would you say?
Oh, I don't like to rate things. This doesn't have the flavor. It's just like doughy. I don't know, you know, 3-ish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 3-ish. I think any serious New Yorker who knows bagels, this is on the lower end of the bagel scale.
But on a rebellion scale, 10 out of 10. Happy Tax Day. Stacey Vanek Smith, NPR News.